The challenge I cordially extend to you this week is to offer a compliment to an individual at least one time, if not two times a day. The individual can be a friend or family member. Better yet, the individual can be a total stranger. Let me explain the purpose of this particular challenge for the week. To become totally and completely mindful in each and every moment means we are aware of our thoughts and we are aware of our feelings in the present moment. Not yesterday and not tomorrow, but now. Some of the feelings in the present moment are untoward. They are depressing. We feel an energy that drags us down into the bottom of a very, very deep ditch. We feel depressed. Other thoughts raise us up into a feeling of elation, of excitement, of being so happy that we are alive and in a body able to function. Thoughts and feelings are continuously changing, literally moment to moment. Let me give an example that applies to my own situation. I am walking in downtown Olympia. I pass by one person who is obese. They are very overweight. I think to myself, oh my God, that person is so horribly fat. What does that thought do to me? What it does is it sinks me into a very dark place. My energy deflates. Why am I thinking that thought about that person who may be an angel in disguise? When I examine that thought, I realize I am thinking that because I was on the scale this morning and noticed that I had upped the ante a couple of pounds since the day before. In other words, I am judging that person not because of who they are, but because of who I am. Some thoughts, then, have a debilitating impact on our ability to feel good about ourselves and to feel good about being in our body. Other thoughts do just the reverse. The challenge to become mindful about our thinking in terms of judgments as contrasted to compliments is, first of all, to become aware of what that does to our own inner physiological response. Better yet, let's set the intention to make public thoughts that we have about others that are truly and completely complimentary, that praise the person for something that they actually did. When I walk downtown Olympia, oftentimes I have thoughts that are really quite magnificent. I see a man and I think to myself, that man dresses immaculately. My God! I see a woman who has beautiful hair and I think to myself, that is the most gorgeous red I have ever seen in my life. I see another woman. She's walking down the sidewalk, and I think to myself, that dress looks magnificent on that individual. I see a man. He is dressed casually, and he has a dog with him who is the most eager and welcoming dog I've seen in a long time. I think to myself, that's a magnificent companion for any man to have. We're having those kinds of thoughts all the time. What do we typically do with those thoughts? What do I do with those thoughts? I keep them inside. I smile to the person I pass by, and they never hear the compliment. The challenge is, once you have the thought, once the thought is heartfelt, stop the person and simply tell them what it is that you have been thinking as you were passing by them. I've now practiced this in preparation for this challenge to you and found it has a magnificent impact on my own energy level. I have seen a waitress who has served me a dinner, and I thought to myself, she has the most magnificent smile I have ever seen in my life. I pause to myself, and I think, if I say that to this particular individual, are they going to think it's a come on? And I hesitate. I think, oh, that's not my intention. I want nothing other than just to let her know. I simply want her to receive the compliment, the thought that I had about her most magnificent smile, nothing more and nothing less. After hesitating, I make the decision, I'm going to tell her. So I do, and the response is so, so magnificent. I know that through that simple statement, I have made that individual's day. She will go home and she will tell her family, "Do you know what I was told today?" And do you know what happens then? Her family then says, "You didn't know that?" You see, our simple compliments have profound impacts on other people. More importantly, and for purposes of this challenge, they have profound impacts on us. And that's, I want to say, the reason to actually make this a regular practice. It helps us feel our life force. It helps us feel good about ourselves. It helps us shift a low-level frequency and energy straight up to a sky-high frequency that is the place where health and wellness resides. Remember, when you have the thought, simply make sure it's heartfelt. When you say it, the person will get the compliment and understand its true impact and significance. Every day, at least once or twice, a family member, or better yet, a stranger, offer a compliment. Not all will be received. Some will be rebuked. It's possible that some people will expect that you are awaiting some kind of an exchange. You are saying that because you expect something in return. Yes, that's all true. But those situations where the person simply receives your compliment are golden opportunities to help yourself return to balance and to reverse whatever symptoms you might currently be experiencing. Robert Rogers, and this is Parkinson's Recovery. Good day.